This diary belongs to Nikki J. Maxwell, private and confidential. If found, please return to me for reward. No snooping allowed.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dork Diaries 4, Tales from a Not-So-Graceful Ice Princess by Rachel Renee Russell. Read by Jenny Barber.
Sunday, December 1st. OMG. I have never been so embarrassed in my entire life. And this time, it wasn't at the hands of my snobby, lip gloss-addicted enemy, Mackenzie Hollister. I still can't figure out why my very own sister, Brianna, would humiliate me like this. It all started earlier this afternoon when I noticed my hair was greasier than a supersized order of fries. I needed either a shower or an emergency Jiffy Lube oil change. I am so not lying. I hadn't been in the shower for more than a minute when someone started pounding on the bathroom door like a maniac. I nervously peeked out of the shower and was like, "What the?" Bam, bam, bam! "How much longer are you going to hog the bathroom?" Brianna yelled. "Nikki!" Bam, bam, bam! "Brianna, stop banging on the door. I'm in the shower."
"But I think I left my doll in there. She and Miss Penelope were having a pool party and..."
"What? Sorry, Brianna, I do not want to hear about your poo in the potty."
"No, I said pool party. I need to come in and get my doll so I..."
"I can't open the door right now. Go away."
"But Nikki, I gotta use a toilet. Really bad."
"Just use the one downstairs."
"Well, my doll isn't in the bathroom downstairs."
"Sorry, but you can't get your doll right now. Wait until I'm done with my shower." Unfortunately, 1 minute later, bam, bam!
"Nikki, open the door. You have a phone call. Nikki, you need to open the door so you can talk on the phone."
Bam, bam, bam! Did Brianna think I was stupid or something? I was not about to fall for the old "open the bathroom door because you have a very important telephone call" trick. "Sure, Brianna, just tell him I don't feel like talking right now."
Hello? Nikki says she doesn't want to talk right now."
"I don't know. Hold on."
"Nikki, the person wants to know when to call back."
Bam, bam, bam!
"Nikki, the person wants to know when..."
"Never! Tell them to call back never! And they can drop dead for all I care. All I want to do right now is take a shower. So please, Brianna,
just leave me alone." Hello? Nikki said to call her back never. And drop dead too."
"Uh-huh.
And guess why?"
That's when it occurred to me that just maybe someone was actually on the telephone. But who? I hardly ever get any telephone calls.
"Because you got cooties. That's why."
Brianna laughed like a criminally insane clown. I was a little worried because that insult sounded really familiar. She'd said the exact same thing to someone just yesterday, but there was no way that person would ever call me. Suddenly, I got this really sick, panicky feeling deep inside, and my mouth started screaming, I grabbed a towel and scrambled out of the shower, soaking wet and completely covered in soap suds.
"Okay, Brianna,"
I whisper shouted.
"Give me